to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, South Carolina Public Radio and South Carolina ETV are broadcasting this series, Sisterhood, South Carolina Suffragist, a look at how local women played a role in a national movement that eventually guaranteed more than 26 million women the right to vote. I'm Felicia Eady. The women's suffrage movement was a decades-long fight. Most historians put the start of the movement in 1848 with the Seneca Falls Convention, when a group of abolitionist activists, mostly women but some men, gathered in Seneca Falls, New York, to discuss the problem of women's rights. They were invited there by reformers Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Lucretia Mott. But there are others who say the movement started in earnest decades before the Civil War, with reform groups like temperance leagues, religious movements, and anti-slavery organizations increasing across the country. Regardless of when the movement actually begins, history shows us periods of time when the movement loses steam, the opportunity for broad coalition, and possibly the chance to achieve suffrage sooner.
Once Reconstruction ends, and we say 1877, I would argue what you get now is a space of division.
University of South Carolina professor Dr. Valinda Littlefield has researched the lives, stories, and accomplishments of notable South Carolina women, including the Rollins sisters, four African-American women who led the fight for women's suffrage during Reconstruction.
And so when you look at the history of South Carolina and the suffrage movement, the Rollins sisters rarely get named.
The Reconstruction period spanned 1863 to 1877, and during this time in South Carolina, the Rollins sisters rose to great political influence and created a multiracial, multigender space for the discussion and planning of progressive ideas like women's suffrage. But knowledge of the women is largely unknown.
What you get is there was a suffrage movement during Reconstruction, and then the articles immediately jump to the 1880s, 1890s, especially the 1890s, Virginia Young.
The jump in coverage leaps over what Dr. Littlefield describes as a missed opportunity, beginning with the fall of Reconstruction and the rise of Jim Crow.
White women are not interested, this line of white women are not interested in working with black women at all, if they can help it.
To the very exclusive, renewed women's suffrage movement that followed.
You're looking at black women being told to wait, let white women get the vote first, and then you'll be next. And so again, you get a missed opportunity. Sisterhood only goes so far for the suffrage movement.
Leaving many to wonder about the unknown that could have been.
Women, minorities, people who have been oppressed. We have no idea what they would have brought to the table. We have no idea what strategies and solutions they might have brought to the issues we are involved with today. Had we not gone to trying to basically enslave people again, just under a different name, how far would we be as these United States?
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.